بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على المصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My dear most respected friends, one of the most significant periods in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was when he made hijrah, he migrated from Makkah to Medina. That hijrah took place at a time wherein the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, his companions, were faced with extreme danger. All of them knew that if we leave Makkah, we're just putting a lock on that door, whatever is the contents of that house, within a few hours the lock is going to be destroyed and the local people here in Makkah are going to have a party and we're going to lose our property. All of them knew that that will be the worldly consequences and circumstances of them leaving Makkah and joining Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. Never did they hesitate, because they realized that whatever we might have lost of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if not going to replace it in this world, we are going to receive multiple reward in the akhirah. But our Nabi's order and the protection of our iman is the priority, and that's what we're going to do. In fact, there's incidents of even some of them trading off and speaking to the kuffar. Sayyidina Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu, Suhaib bin Sinan, famously known as Suhaib Rumi. He was from the Roman Empire. He was Caucasian. He was white. He stayed in Makkatul Mukarramah since he was a young man. He was a blacksmith by profession, and because he came to Makkah to do other trade and he saw that this particular skill of his was required in Makkah, he sought permission from the people of Makkah that I'm not part of your community, but give me permission to stay here. And they said, okay, fine, practice your trade and you live amongst us. In a short period of time, he accumulated a decent amount of money because of the skill and because of the way he conducted his business. But he accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu. Now, as he's leaving Makkatul Mukarramah, remember, he's not from a prominent family. He's there all alone by himself. He's an outsider living in Makkah. He's got no cousins and uncles and grandfather to look after him or stand in protection or allow, his protection against the kuffar of Makkah. He's leaving all alone. And as he comes to the outskirts of Makkah, the kuffar notice that he's leaving without any permission. And they tell him, Suhaib, we can't let you leave like that. You made a lot of money here by us, living amongst us for so long. Now, you're welcome to go where you want to go, Suhaib. But what about all the money you made amongst us? And he tells them, what if I tell you where I hid all my money? And whatever I accumulated from all the days that I was here amongst you, whatever savings I have, I will tell you where it's hidden in Makkah. You go and undig it. Those days there's no banks and hedge funds and whatever you have there. You either dig it under the floor somewhere, or you stash it inside the palang, or inside the roof, or inside the fridge. You put it somewhere where the crooks can't get hold of it. Even today, people do the same thing. But anyway, Suhaib radiallahu anhu is living in those days and in that time. So he tells him exactly where it is. And when they uncover it, they tell him that, okay, fine, now you can go. As he's coming to Madinatul Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, Rabiha al-Bay, what a good transaction you have made, O Suhaib. Nobody went and wrote a letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that this is what your companion did a little while ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him that this is what this man has done, that he has traded off his world in exchange for your company and of course the ultimate companionship of yours in the akhirah, in the hereafter. And he tells him, what a good transaction you have made, O Suhaib. You're such a wise man. Nobody has made a better deal. They didn't trouble you, they didn't injure you, you lost whatever was dug inside that hole or you placed inside there, but in exchange, they let you go without any trouble, without any harm, and you are here with us in Madinatul Munawwara. What a good transaction. And he specifically uses the word transaction, not a ransom. He doesn't use the word ransom, that you ransomed yourself. You did a deal, O Suhaib. Why? To indicate. And what's the difference between paying a ransom and doing a deal? A ransom is that you don't expect any profit from here.
You are held at ransom. There's a gun to your head. You've got no choice but to pay the money. And you receive the person in exchange and all goes on. You're not expecting a profit from whatever ransom you gave the crooks or the kidnappers. But a transaction or a deal, this is something else. You are expecting a profit. So Rasulullah specifically says, you didn't ransom yourself. Don't think in that way. But you've done a transaction. And you are going to see the profits and the benefits of what you did very shortly. But still, even though the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were blessed with the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinatul Munawwara, many of them had lost not just one lifetime of savings, but multiple lifetimes.